We good? There we go. I didn't hear it squeal this time. I waited, you see. I figure out things as I go. So y'all good? Everybody good?
Yes.
Well, I want to introduce Mrs. Hogan. She's she, besides the Holy Ghost, is the most faithful member of our team. Right here. Right here. Yeah. You want to say something? Not a word? You sure?
Sure.
Nice. Nice. She knows how to make friends and influence people. Me. I'm a people. I'm almost a whole people group myself. So is this all of our stuff we're going to pray over? Y'all, I see y'all got it all nice and neat, nice and tidy. So what my question to you is, I get to travel a lot, right? And I run into some weird stuff out there that's not normally talked about in church. Because y'all want to do three songs of offering and go home and watch basketball. Or football or baseball or some stupid thing. Maybe a triple X movie that you can hide and... So what can I talk about? Can I tell you of the awesomeness of God, or do I have to limit myself? Can I actually tell you some power that's out there in the United States that is real and it's God and it's super controversial? But can I talk to you about that? Because I am not afraid. Look at me. You see me? I'm going to tell you right now, just a couple of days ago, I was in a cartel thing where the guys there, all of them had guns and so forth. And they were there to kill us. Instead of killing us, they got saved. So I'm not. And I know they're going to kill us before I go. Because it's 100% kill rate. Which means if you go in there from out of there, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm white, but it doesn't matter what color you are. If you're not from that area, they will kill you. I don't know why they think so highly of their area. It's just a bunch of mango trees and I don't know. But they're pretty proud of it. They'll kill you. Because it's... probably a 28% or 30% drug growth area. They grow everything there. All you druggies, I know where you can go get it. Just go in there and steal it. See if you can get away with it. See if that demon that's lying to you, see how powerful he really is. Fair enough? All right, so I want to know if there's any limitations. That's what I'm asking y'all.
No.
Is there any limitations?
No.
How weird do you know God to be? Of course, if you got him in a box and you open it every now and then and look at him, he's not very weird. Especially if you can get him in a box. I want to tell you a story about this stuff, but it's complicated because of how it got started. I was down in Louisiana. I'm from there originally. And half my kin folks are Cajun people, and I'm the other half. Whatever I am. And I'm American. So... You know, I was down there and we was about an hour south of Baton Rouge out in the swamp. There was swamps and then there'd be a cane field and then some more swamps. An occasional Exxon refinery. So y'all can have y'all's fuel for y'all's vehicles. And it was probably 500 or maybe 400 or 600, I don't know. It was a bunch of us in there. And I was one of the only white people's there. The rest of them was different color than me. And they spoke different language than I speak. They called it English, but it wasn't. And I like those people. I like the way they eat. I like their aggression. I like that you can't get in with them very easy. That you better have something they want if you expect to get them to trust you. I like that part about them because most people are easy to get. They lie to you. They make you think that you're in with them and you're not. But not these people. They shun you unless you walk in with the Holy Ghost. Now that's where I come in. We got in there, y'all, I'm telling you. Now you want to hear something odd, you fixing to hear it. This is not my fault. I take zero credit for this. I was on the property. But it wasn't because of me. What I'm fixing to tell you, I can't do. But you musicians are going to like this. Because heaven does what heaven wants to. He just moves everybody else out of the way and takes over. Now, we had the first day was awesome. I stay with these people. They don't like me just to waltz in and waltz out on a day or two. They want me to stay for a minute. So I'll go out, when I go down that swamp, I understand it's going to be 4 or 5 days, 6, 7, 8 days. So that's fine. I eat crawfish with the best of them. I even suck the heads. I like that stuff. I like that gumbo. I like all that stuff. If it's moving, we should eat it. If it's not moving, it's cause we just got through eating it. Yeah, it's true. I'm one of those. So, I like it, boy. And so, you know, me and him Cajuns was throwing down. And we was doing the Zydeco praise. Now, you ain't never heard nothing like that. They actually had a washboard in there. Clack-a-dack-a-dack-a-dack-a-dack-a. It was going, I was liking it personally. Anything that's weird, I'm in on it. Whatever I can do to break religions back, I'm participating. And so these jokers are in there, you know, and they got the washboard going and they got the homemade bass thing with the washed up. And I'm liking it, you know, because that's like our people in Mexico. Same thing. Now it's the third night and it gets wilder every night. The party gets stronger. You don't get weaker. Cause once they start accepting you, things get a little brighter. Now the third night, now this is weird and I apologize to you up front about this. Cause I do understand where I'm standing. One of the meccas of the Christianity world. And I rebuke you in your lying demon spirit. How about that? Bring it. Come on. Let's see who's got the Holy Ghost. Because I do. And I'm not afraid. Can you tell yet? Shakaba. I'm standing down there and I'm doing my job. You saw it last night. I'm loving people. What I do, I'm real strong when I talk. But when it comes time for worship, pray, compassion is the answer. Because when Jesus was walking down the road, remember one day in Luke chapter, 11 or 7, one of them. Look at one of your theologians, help me out. It's either 11 or 7. I think it's 7. I don't know. I better look it up. No, one of y'all look it up. Help me out. When Jesus was walking down the street of, going to the city of Maim, he met the burial procession. Remember that? That's either Luke 7 or 11. I need to, one of y'all look it up, will you? Let me go on with my story. What is it? 7? Luke 7? Who said that to me? Thank you, dear. 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. Hey. I couldn't have worked that out any better, could I? At least it wasn't a Circle K. Hey, you might as well face it. I'm going to have fun. Yeah. Life is too serious. Not to rejoice. Just rear back and throw down just a little. Because Jesus is king, that's why. I've had enough of this other stuff. I want freedom and I want the power of the gospel. So, I'm down there. It's the third night. I mean, it got bright on the third night. And I mean, it's blowing down. I'm serious. And I'm doing my job. I'm praying for the incurables. I get a hold of them. I kiss them. You saw me do that last night. I hold people. I just let the Holy Ghost flow out of me into people. That's what you do. That's what Jesus did. That's what you do. Understood? Next thing I know, pastor's wife is right in my grill. I mean, she's right in my face. I'm doing my job, but the pastor's wife telling me, turn around. And I look at her. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm not turning around. I don't turn around. I heal the sick. She said, no, Brother David. You need to look at what's going on behind you. I ignored her and kept praying for people. But she was pretty persistent with me. That's what it takes. You ask these folks that tried to get me to come here. It takes persistence. So I'm not doing it. We're either going to follow the Holy Ghost or we're not going to do it. And it looks different than people that follow money and popularity. Do you understand? All right. She was so persistent with me, I was thinking I was going to have to get physical with her. But I decided to turn around instead. You know what happened when I turned around? I was standing there with my mouth open just like everybody else. Because I was hearing the band. The band had got up there behind me when we was praying. It was 9 of them in the thing with all their instruments. And when I turned around, the band was up against the wall with their hands up. Freaked out. Because all the instruments are playing themselves. All of them. Now, this is where you unbelievers, me and the unbelievers have a chat right here. Because you unbelievers tell me, I don't believe that. But you don't surprise me by saying that, because that's the name unbeliever. Amen. This is where you come into play. When a guy like me gets up here and says that Jesus is king, you go, I don't believe that. We go, duh. That's what you're supposed to say. But I'm going to go ahead and give you some ammunition, you unbelievers. Because there is a dump load of Holy Ghost, buddy. You hear me? God came in there and thumbed that joint, Jack. I'm telling you. I was sitting there, I was just like this. I had never, I don't know, I've seen it 4 times where he plays the instruments and no, he don't let the musicians participate. That pleases me. You hear me? I like that. Because it ain't legal. He breaks the rules. All right, God goes out of his way over how many thousands of years to put the Bible together and set up all these rules, and then he breaks them. I like that. This is what I like about him. He can do whatever he wants to, and there's nothing you unbelievers can do about it. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. You can spit, you can get on the ground, you can get demon possessed, and all I'm going to do is go, yeah. We told you to serve God, and you won't. We told you demon possession was the ultimate goal, and we also told you hell is the ultimate goal. You don't believe us? Look at you now. I'm happy for you unbelievers. You want to go to hell? It's over there. Go. No, you're supposed to stop us. Yeah? You got proof of that? I'm supposed to not go. And I'm supposed to be an example to show you what you oughtn't to do. But you gonna do it anyway, I'm gonna have to let you go. Do you understand that? Get on after it. One breath in hell and you'd wish you'd listened. I assure you, it's real. And I don't give a flying flip if you go. How about that? You ain't never heard a preacher say that. I'm supposed to cater to you and love your demon self anyway. Dude, I don't do that. I love Jesus. And Jesus don't do demons. How about that? That ain't tough love. That's the truth. You need to be told what the truth is. Truth is, following demons will bring you to hell. Following Jesus, you can go to heaven. This is simple. Okay. Now I'm standing there just like everybody else in the room. There's hundreds of us. And we're just freaked out about this thing. It's a phenomenon. It is a thing that doesn't happen very often. I've been in it 4 times in 40 years. So it's not very often that this happens. And when it does, every time it's freaky. So now, I decided I got to go back to work. But I was too captivated by the oddness of it. I didn't want to go back to healing the sick. I wanted to watch some dumb instrument play without anybody touching it. That is weird. But supernatural events are weird. All right. This only grows. I apologize to y'all, but it only grows from here. That was the first get your attention event. So I went back to doing my job, which is healing the sick. That's what I do for a living. So I was doing the compassion thing like in Luke 7:11. You know, Jesus had compassion on the mama, had said nothing about the dead guy. It's because the husband was already dead, it was the only son, he was dead. So Jesus had compassion, touched the dead guy, boom, he gets up. Y'all know about that or not? Or am I going to read it, the whole thing? Surely you know that. And so, I'm healing the sick, I'm doing my thing. And then the ladies, now this is not my fault. I'm sorry to you, but they went in the kitchen. The kitchen is connected to the sanctuary. And they started heating up the gumbo. And I'm sitting over there doing my job. I'm healing the sick. And I smelled the gumbo. That was it for me. I didn't last very long after that. So how do you get out of, it's a melee. It is on. The music's playing by itself. The musicians are up against the wall crying because they're freaked out. We're healed. The people are being knocked around. Waves of God's power, energy is flowing through the place, knocking over 50 people at the time. Whack, 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 whack. It's his own. And that's when I smell the gumbo. Because see, what you don't realize yet, God lets you participate. He don't need you. He loves you. You are not the focus of the show. He is. Do you understand that? So what did I do? I did what anybody from Louisiana would do. I slid down on the floor and snuck out to the kitchen. Because that's where the gumbo was. And I went in there in the kitchen. All these ladies are in there. They done cooked up all this awesome food. And so I go through the kitchen, right? I'm not very inhibited. I'm not a shy person. You'll find out. Any of you in here will find out. I am not. It's like I've been knowing you my whole life. And so I went through the kitchen. And I found a salad bowl. One of them clear ones. Big. You know they're big. So I walk over to the gumbo thing with my salad bowl and I filled it up with gumbo. I said to myself, self, life is good. I went and got me some sweet tea, some French bread and some tater salad. I am in heaven over here. And I walk over here and I sit down. Now God's still doing his playing thing out there. The melee is still going on and I am seriously enjoying some gumbo. See, in your world, you should respect God. Dude, I respect God. Look what he did. He gave me some gumbo. Dude, I'm eating this stuff. So I'm eating this gumbo And just when I think it can't get any better, one of the sisters comes over there and she's got a thing of Krispy Kreme donuts. These boxes. I mean boxes. And I'm just going, are you serious? And she takes one of those boxes of Krispy Kremes and she walks over there to me and says, this is yours. I'm thinking one of the donuts in the box. She said, no, the whole box. I said, what? Are you serious? I get my own box. I opened that box up and I stuck my hand in there. I ate a whole donut in one bite. Doggone, them things are good. So I'm eating a couple of bites of gumbo and I'm eating a donut. Go, go, cha. Boom, boom, cha. Boom, boom, cha. I'm right now enjoying the fire out of myself over here. And all of you folks that eat that stupid green stuff, every morning you blend it up in that thing, woo, and you're going to live healthy. No, you stupid. I had to hold my tongue on that one. That almost slipped out. Ms. Hogan, that almost slipped out. It just got right there. But I was able to hold it. You all right? Am I embarrassing you yet? Okay. Mama's safe. Everything's all right. I was having a blast of them donuts. And then, this is not my fault, y'all. I'm serious. This stuff's not my fault. I was in there eating my gumbo and my donuts. And in walked the musicians. And I'm looking at them. So I put my hand around my stuff. Especially my Krispy Kremes. Y'all get your own box. Cause there's a stack of them right over there. Ain't getting mine. And that lady, the one that was leading the music, she says, we need you. I said, I'm eating gumbo and Krispy Kreme. You don't need me, darling. I am out. She said, no, you got to help us. I said, what is your problem, baby? She said, it's our cell phones. I said, what? I said, look at the color of my hair. You think I give a flying flip about cell phones? That's y'all's problem. You kids, y'all think you can't live without that thing giving you cancer. You gotta have it. I said, I'm not gonna help you get the cell phone. She said, you're gonna help us. I said, why did you pick me? She said, cause you're friends of God. I said, I am. Now that's a true statement. I am a son of God. But why can't y'all walk in there and get y'all cell phone? I said, it's up on the platform. I said, dude, I saw y'all up there. God had you under arrest up there. I said, I don't know how y'all escaped in the first place. I said, I snuck out of there early. I don't know how y'all got away because it's still going over there. Now, what y'all don't know about God that I didn't know at the time, but I do now. He didn't care that everybody left. He just kept playing. I guess when you've been by yourself long as he has, humans wear out too easy. And they all left and you just keep playing. Because there wasn't anybody in that sanctuary except God. Weird, huh? Don't y'all think that's weird? So what happens, we all know about the hierarchy there are in the church. So you pick the puniest person or the newest one that don't know God very well, and you send them in there to get the cell phones. Because you don't know what God is going to do. So you take a chance on the newest person. Because they ain't got the knowledge of God, and they don't know to be afraid yet. They sent the lowest on the rank guy on the music team in there. He made two steps. One, two, bam. He got knocked out. So they reach in there and get him by the britches leg and pull him out. No, truly, this happened. And then they went up to the next guy. You go. Maybe he wasn't saved or something. We don't know. You go on in there. So the second one took two steps. Bang. So they pull him out by the britches leg. And then they thought, must be men. Let's send a woman. So they put one of the ladies in there. She got one, two steps. Boom. She hits the deck. They pull her out. Then they decided, we got to have Brother David. Because he's friends of God. Surely God won't knock him out. He can get our cell phones. So they come over there and they said, you got to go get our cell phones. There's three of us couldn't make it. I said, I'm not going. They said, do you have any advice? I said, yeah. Tie a rope on somebody's leg. Because they used to do that in the Old Testament.
That's right.
You tie a rope on somebody's leg and you let them take off running, feed them as slack as much as possible and let them run. See how far they can make it. So they obeyed me. It's true. So the fourth person, I'm in there eating my gumbo and I'm laughing like you can think I would laugh. And a bunch of novices going to try to mess with God. You don't mess with God. When he decides to be in charge, I'm telling you, you don't have it, Jack.
Come on.
God is bad to the bone. And he's weird.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. We need his presence.
Yes. Amen.
Say it with me. I want that.
I want
the presence of God.
I
want him scaring me. Say it.
I want
to have tie a rope on my leg. Say it. I do. I'm serious. I want God's fear of his presence.
Yes.
Say it. I want that. So they put that rope in there and that guy took off running. He made the same two steps. Boom, he gets knocked out. But then they come running back around there and tell me. They're all just freaking out. They're bug-eyed. Brother David, it changed. I said, what is he doing now? Said, there's this stuff in the air. Yeah. If you knew your Bible, you'd know it's called the Shekinah glory.
Yeah.
I said, is there anything else weird? Yeah. There were these light cylinders in this fog. And in them light cylinders, there was this stuff going the other way with orbs in it. And they were all out in the sanctuary. I said, did anybody make it in? No. I said, let him play it out. You get your phones in the morning. And if he's still there, don't go in. See, y'all ain't never heard of nothing like that. I'm telling you, heaven is on the planet. And you're sitting here playing tiddlywinks with a demon. You are sons and daughters of Zion. You are better than the enemy is portraying you to be. Not because of who you are, but because of who Jesus is. I'm telling you, I'm right about this.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Look at me. Look at me. I like this. You want to see the look on y'all's faces? That I actually believe you should believe me. See, the look on your face, see, for that. Well, I'd rather expose unbelief myself. My Bible says God can do anything. Is the hand of the Lord short? No, but he is mighty. Shakantaba shakabati. We just draw down on hell. What do you say?
Amen.
Well, I like this. I was so glad I was there. I was enjoying that gumbo so much. And I was laughing at them young novices thinking they could mess with God. You can't mess with God. Do you understand that? He really is in charge and he really is real. And he really can do anything he wants to. And every now and then he shows up and does it.
Amen.
Say it with me. Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
What if you, I wish you'd come in here and scare us good. I'm telling you, I grab my iPad. I'll be the first one out the door. I'm going to leave you with it. I'm telling you. Gumbo or not. I've been in these things where he comes. You just might as well give it to him and move on. Because he takes over and it's awesome. Now, that was some of the funnest stuff I've been in this year. All right, now. That was last year. It was 15. All right, now listen. During the time that God started moving, there was a whole bunch of stuff up here like we have here, but a lot more. There was a lot more, people. There was more believers. I want to tell you about this lady that had an article. We'll use this little thing here, a little shawl looking thing. Is it a baby blanket? Somebody say that? Well, whatever it is, I don't give a I don't care. It's a piece of cloth. There was this lady. I met her a few months after the thing, I don't know what to call the incident, the supernatural event. I don't know what it's called. God came, scared us all, showed himself strong on our behalf. He liked what we was doing, so he came and participated. That's so unusual. I like that. I wish I'd get it every day. I'll get there, hopefully, because I'm certainly looking for him. I will find him. Do you hear me? Your unbelief ain't gonna stop a thing. Jesus is king. So be it. So, I was there in another part of Louisiana. It was a few months ago, and this was a couple of months ago. And I was there talking to some people. It was lots of hundreds of these Cajuns again. And I was enjoying myself with them, a different part of the state. And they also had gumbo. It was nice. And so I'm sitting there, right? And I smelled an awesome aroma came to my nostrils. That's really good because I get around goat people sometime and they don't smell good. But boy, when somebody smells good, you take notice. And I turned around, there's this real pretty black lady standing there. I said, "Is that smell coming off you?" She said, "It is." I said, "Come over here. You need to hug me, don't you?" That lady smelled so good. I told my wife standing there, I said, "Every woman in the world ought to smell like this." God. It was one nice odor. I said, "Now, you get a little tight." She started squeezing me a little tight. I said, "Now, Miss Hogan, I got Miss Hogan and the pastor's wife to come peel that lady off of me. Because she got a little bit tight. There's one thing to be nice and generous and everything, but too tight is too far." So Ms. Hogan peeled her and the pastor's wife peeled that lady off of me. And now the Holy Ghost done smashed her. I said, "Now, y'all understand when the Holy Ghost smashes somebody, y'all familiar with that term? Just hang out in a minute, you'll find out that you'll see some people get smashed over here. In the name of Jesus. And hopefully it's me. I want it, buddy. I want God to smash me every day of my life. I want hell knocked out of me in Jesus' name. It takes the presence of God to do that. In Jesus' name." What? And so I said to her, "Now, why was you hanging on to me so tight? There's got to be a reason for it. Because people don't just normally come up to me and hang on to me like that." She said, "I was in them meetings." I said, "You don't tell me what meetings you talking about, because I meet every day." She said, "Them meetings where them instruments started playing by themselves." I said, "Oh." I said, "I want to tell you, that was some good gumbo, wouldn't it now?" She said, "I don't know about no gumbo." She said, "I laid out on the floor for an hour and a half. I didn't get any gumbo." I said, "I did." I said, "I got some Krispy Kremes also." You see how much fun I have, right? See, y'all, all this old stuffy religious mess, I don't do that. I like the freedom of the power of the gospel. But I do try not to use my freedom to hurt people, but I find it hard to do because y'all are so easily offended. You're supposed to be mature in the gospel and walk in the power of God. But instead, you walk in this immaturity and this frailty and walk on eggshells and you expect everybody else around you to be that way. I just don't do the eggshell thing. I believe our skin ought to be a little tougher. We ought to be full of the Holy Ghost. So we have our shield of faith up, we can destroy all the power of the demon. In the name of Jesus. She said, I was there. I said, so was I. I said, quite some meeting. Then I come to find out there's about 15 people there. And we all started talking about the meeting. And everybody else in the room was just freaked out. Because we was all freely talking about it. Now, I'm just one standing up here freely talking. You ought to see 15 of us doing it. It was scary. Because we believe that every meeting ought to be an encounter with the presence of God. So that's what we believe. Shouldn't be some mundane, orchestrated, man-made idea. It ought to be a supernatural event every time we get together. The mercy of God ought to show up. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shaka ba ta ba sha ta ne. And we ought to just be a spectacle. Well, the people from outside ought to be coming in here looking at us, taking pictures and putting it on YouTube.
Yeah. Come on.
Look how Christians act.
Yeah.
And we go, yes, that's us. I said, what is it, baby? She said, Brother David, I had a cloth up there. Finally, I'm getting to the story I was going to tell y'all. I'm only going to tell you two stories because they take so long. But I want to tell you this one, and there's one more I want to tell you. But let's get this one first. She said, Brother David, thank you for the gospel. See, how do people know you? See, when people walk up to you and look at you, what are they seeing? A grifter, an embezzler, an adulterer, a fornicator, a drunk. A junkie? What are they seeing? What are they seeing? Are they seeing somebody whose heart is rent toward heaven? This on fire with mercy. What do people see when they look at you? This is important, what your testimony is. I'm not trying to please or displease anyone. I'm trying to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible. But see, people believe in works. You believe works. You believe a dress code. You believe a particular way you speak out of your mouth saves you. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, for by faith are you saved, through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is a gift. It's not a works-oriented idea. It is a God-blessing idea. Thank you for Jesus, Father. We are not ashamed or afraid of this Holy Ghost fire. Come on up. Burn us good. Scare us real good. What? Holy Ghost. You see, I'm always in the edge of that. That thing is always trying to get on me. And I let it. She said, Brother David, we all got afraid. When you left, everybody bailed. And I got my cloth and I went home. But what I didn't know about her, see, this is one person's story. And I only know a fraction of it. All of us sitting in here, we all have a story. And occasionally we let each other in on it. She said, thank you for praying for my cloth. I said, dear, it's what I do every day of my life. It's my job and I like it. She said, well, I went home and she said, my parents, mama had two incurable diseases and our insurance had run out. Uh-oh. Do you know what that means? What does that mean? That means the hospital's going to throw you out on your caboose, buddy. They're going to bounce you on your ear. If you can't pay the bills, they don't want you there. Hello? I said hello. Yeah. It's very rare that they're understanding and let you pile up $200,000 or $300,000 and then write it off. Hello? So both mom and dad had incurables. Mom had two, dad had one. So now the family is structured now. Now they've got to try to take care of them. You know how that feels, some of y'all? Say, yeah, I got that. Say it.
Yeah, I got that.
You don't have the money, you don't know, you don't have the knowledge, but yet you're trying anyway. Right? I'm not knocking our hospital or our doctors. That ain't what I'm here doing. I'm here lifting up who Jesus is for you. Weird, simple stuff, like a little piece of cloth. God did it. He set it up. He established it. Not me. I just found it one day because I needed it. And it works. And people tell me all the time, but I don't believe it. I just laugh at them. I give a flying flip what you believe. It matters what I believe. My dealings with God is not about you and me. It's about me and God. You listening?
Yes.
Then understand that that's how I believe. You don't control my life, Jack. You're not as powerful as you think you are. But there is one who does. His name is Jesus. So she brought that little piece of cloth home. I do know what it is, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Otherwise, next thing I know, all these churches will have these little sanctuaries for this kind of equipment in there, and y'all will be worshiping it. You're an idolatrous bunch, religious bunch. And I rebuke that part of it. How about that? It is mercy. It is mercy. And so she brought that thing home. Now look, she had her brothers and sisters meet her after church. I mean, with this great move of God, you think her faith wasn't there? It was there. They all meet it at the house. They go walking in there. They walk in mom's room. They lay that cloth on mama and command her in the name of Jesus be healed. Well, she said straight up. And she said, thank y'all. Everybody goes to bed. Nice little prayer. But in the morning, they're awakened by a smell. Somebody's cooking breakfast. They go in there to find out who it is in the kitchen. It's mama up in there cooking breakfast. You know what mama said to them? Let's go shopping. So it's been 3 years since I've been shopping. They said, that ain't where we going, Mom. Something's wrong with you. You out of the bed. We going to the hospital. They carried her back to the hospital. The very doctors that said she'd never ever be healed again and that they would not attend to her anymore because she has no way of paying the bills were astounded to find her completely healed of two incurables. Took them all day, study, 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 after test, after test. Y'all know the drill. Say, yeah, I know that. Because yeah. Y'all spend more time with the doctors than you do with God, for sure. No wonder you stay sick.
Come on.
You ought to give at least equal amounts.
Yeah.
I'm not going to back up. I apologize. I'm just going to carry on. It's going to get brighter. Because they get back to the house. And they say, you know, mama's screaming. All the kids go roaring in there. Every one of them's adults. What's up, Mom? Somebody done stole my towel what healed me. Her towel is missing. So our kids just go berserk all over the house looking for mom's towel thinking, you know, she's old. She probably just misplaced it somewhere. And they find it under dad's pillow. They confront dad. What are you doing stealing mom's towel? Well, it healed her. Reckon it'll heal me? So I stole it. It's true. It's true. And that's just, I love it. I don't know what you think about it, but I don't care, actually. I love this. I just so love this. And they put the thing on Dad, and the same exact thing happened. Whack. God healed Dad and Mom both. We have doctor's papers proving it. All right, now watch. To me, the best part of the whole story is that Mom and Dad both went down to the Gold's Gym, and they go down there and work out every day now. Can you imagine them? They're 73 years old, right? Can you imagine a little two-pound weights? I like that. They're so healed. And it is because of the mercy. You hearing me? It's mercy. People go, well, brother, don't brother me. I ain't your brother. You gonna talk unbelief to me? Me and you are enemies, and we are mortal enemies. And I act like it. I do belief. I am a son of God. I do not cater to, fancy to, dwell on, or live with unbelief or unbelievers. Jesus is king. You join my world, or you gonna go to hell. How's that feel? You think you right? No, I know I'm right. Y'all good? If you're a believer, you good. If you're not a believer, you got trouble. Jesus is king. I said, do you understand me? See, what's happened to me is I've got myself around some power of God now. Some bona fide. Y'all understand bona fide? That's a Louisiana word. I don't know if y'all know that word. I done got myself all caught up into some real stuff over here. So let's do a Bible verse so I can calm down some of the religious raring in here. Hebrews chapter 11. I got a brand new verse for you. Verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, first three words. What does it say? Now faith. Oh, now, see, now you're a little smarter tonight than you was last night. What does it say?
Now faith.
Say it again.
Now faith.
Say it again.
Now faith.
See, you need to be, we need to be in unison as children of God, speaking it into the heavens. So that hell will move away, see. So tell me when faith is.
Now.
What do these first three words say?
Now faith.
Speak it out again.
Now faith.
Say it again.
Now faith.
That's right. Well, since we're in the Bible, let's do another verse. Let's go to the end. What's at the end of the Bible? Do y'all know? What is it called? Revelation, Apocalypse, capítulo 12. Revelations 12. And let's look at verse. I don't have time to go through it like I want to. So, we'll start in verse. We'll start in verse 9. Just because 9 is the number of judgment. We'll start there. Revelations 12:9. I'm in the Amplified. It says, and a huge dragon was cast out. Say it. Say it right now. Dragon,
dragon.
Get out of my life.
I am a son of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All right. He was cast out and down, and the old, age-old serpent is called the devil, Satan. So y'all don't like that words to be brought up in y'all services anymore. A while ago she was saying that, look, I travel the entire world. I am in and out of every known religion, literally. The name of Jesus is what you're not allowed to do. Satan and the demon, it gets talked about a lot, but not Jesus. Go there. Tell you a quick story of while I'm there. I got excited one time. These real important people that in y'all's world, y'all's religious American idea, very powerful people in y'all's world, came to our work in Mexico. I let them. I was excited. Wow. I can't believe they'd want to come to our work. We're not a very large work. We only have 1,000 churches. We're not the biggest work down here. But they came, and I was excited. While they were there, the blind, the eyes opened, the lame got up and walked, the deaf's ears opened. I was blessed. Yeah. I was so happy that they were seeing with me the power of God. That was a good thing. To me, it was. And it's the night before they're leaving tomorrow. And they said, man, we need to talk to you. I'm thinking, boy, this is going to be good. I'm fixing to get some good advice from these fellas. They're powerful people. You know what they told me? We're concerned about you, Brother David. And I go, what kind of concern? Well, you use the name of Jesus too much. I said, excuse me, what'd you say? Well, you need to adore the Father more. I said, I do adore the Father. When I am confessing and blessing the name of Jesus, I'm giving glory to the Father. And they said, we love you, your work is awesome, but you're out of control with this Jesus thing.
Glory to God.
This is your leadership now that I'm talking about. This is why your nation has drifted away the way it has. Because you want to be politically correct. You want to be respected by the community in heaven. You don't care what heaven thinks about you. You are wrong. And we will repent.
Amen.
You will be forced to repent.
Yeah.
It's coming. So, I'm going to start now. I'm going to get an advantage over normal people. I'm going to repent today. I bless you, God. I apologize to you for any offense against heaven, whether word or deed, in the name of Jesus. So this is how I handled it. Y'all politically correct people would have been a lot more gentle than me. I said, you got 5 minutes. Get your junk and get out of my house. And you were never invited back. Because here, we lift up the name of Jesus. Because there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. You will be forced into this submission. So I understand that. So I willingly today in front of you all, no shame in me. Look at me. I thank the Father for the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood, my God and King. So it says, look what it says. He was forced out. That's this demon thing. And down to earth. And his angels were flung out along with him. Then I heard a strong, loud voice in heaven. Verse 10. Now it has come. Say it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
that it has come.
Thank you that it has come.
It is not some idea we are longing for. It is upon us. The kingdom of God is here. And I am a son of God. And I have the keys, the access to it, because of the mercy of God. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That now the kingdom is upon us. Say salvation.
Salvation.
You are mine.
You are mine.
Power of God.
Power of God.
You are mine.
You are mine.
Kingdom of heaven.
Kingdom of heaven.
You are mine.
You are mine.
Dominion.
Dominion.
You are mine.
You are mine.
Reign of the gospel.
Reign of the gospel.
You are mine.
You are mine.
It says, and the power, the sovereignty, the authority. Say it with me. Power.
Power.
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Authority.
Authority.
Come to me.
Come to me.
Because I am a son of God.
It is my right
to walk with God. To walk with God.
To walk
in the power of the gospel.
Walk in, the power of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Accuser of the brethren. There we go. The politically correct bunch. the ones that want to dominate me. You can't do that. I've got a denominator. His name is Jesus. He is in control of me. I don't need two heads. I need one. And I'm going to live with the boss. Because he's my friend. And when he comes to play, you let him play and you leave him alone. I'm warning you. I'm smarter than I look. He who keeps bringing before God charges against us day and night. What happened to him? He was cast out. So, all these accusations, these tormenting spirits, these lying demons that keep bringing up your past history. What do you tell them? Get the hell out. In the name of Jesus. You can't say that. No, I can. You can't. You're the one that's in control by your surroundings, not me. Hell, get out. In the name of Jesus. I am a son of God, and I will therefore act like one. In the sovereignty and the power and the authority of the gospel. In the name of Jesus. Clear enough? I don't want anything left. I want to make sure we're clear. Because I have come to you and I have done the next verse. Ready? They have overcome. How do you overcome? I have lifted up to you the name of Jesus in the blood covenant of the Lamb of God. I have not left it out. You will go out of here understanding that the power is in the name of Jesus. And that the covenant cannot be broken. The blood of Jesus was accepted by God. By means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony. Since I've been here, I've not stopped testifying of the power of God. And there's another thing. One of the reasons why I annoy you or intrigue you, but there's no middle ground. And I do that on purpose. I don't want middle ground. I don't do gray. It's black or white. It's one or the other. We know where we stand. Unbelievers, you know you're going to hell. Yay. Get after it. Believers, you know Jesus is King.
Amen.
It says right here, they do not love or cling to life even when faced with death, holding their own lives as cheap. They had to die for what they were witnessing. See, that's what you're feeling off me. This aggression you feel is because just a couple of days ago I was in a war zone. And you live there long enough, that thing gets on you. And that's what you're feeling, that aggression you feel. You're too pushy. No, this is the easy version. I'm really soft so you won't be hurt too bad. You can ask her. I'm pretty aggressive with my people. You, I'm being really nice to you. It's just because we don't know each other yet. Jesus is King.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we got this.
Yes.
We can do this. It don't matter what the political system inside the church has said or done to you.
Amen.
Release them. Forgive them.
Yes.
The greatest thing you can do to them is forgive them.
Yes.
They wouldn't nearly be expecting you to actually be a Christian and walk in the gospel. I'm telling you, I'm eighth generation. I've been through this 6 million times more than you. And look at me, I'm not a survivor. I'm more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you now. I told them today in the thing, we had a class thing to remind me of El Niño de Ule is what it's called. Necesito otro host, por favor, David. Aquí está el iPad. Gracias, hermana. I'm going to tell you something that's going to, it's going to bless you. Some of you. You ain't been stretched yet. I'm fixing to do that now. It's time to stretch. Pull your tent pegs up and expand your boundaries. Your God is bigger than you've made him out to be. And he's in charge. I mean, we're in the middle of a war, and every time I go to church, every day when I kiss her goodbye, I'm not going to see her again. And every time I come home, I'm laughing and shouting and spitting and carrying on because we've whipped the devil again.
Amen.
What does that look like? That means I'm still breathing. And souls were saved and people were healed.
Amen.
Now, a couple of days ago, I had the privilege to interview these people. Because I wanted to find out for myself. I had some questions because if you can stretch me, you've done something. I have seen some awesomeness of God. But these people put it on me. I had no idea that our God was into such a thing. He's weird. The war was so strong in our area that our churches had to do what y'all call go underground. That means you can't have a public assembly like this because where I live, like right here, these first two rows right here, everybody else that's not on these first two rows, when them guys come in with their machine guns and their AK-47s, they decide, they would look at the dresses on these ladies and some of the things that are around, and they would decide, and they would set a tariff per head more than these first two rows right here. And if you can't pay, they're all right with that. They just kill everybody. How about that? How long would you be going to church if that was how it was? Well, that's how it is where I live. So it makes you aggressive. It makes you believe in what you're saying. It makes you believe in what you read out of that book. Here we go. I like this. You have no idea how this floats my boat, buddy. I am so proud to be alive and be part of this. Do you understand? I get to bring this to God. This is a good deal. That we didn't back down and we didn't quit because hell said we should.
Come on.
We decided that God is well able.
Yeah.
That we are not grasshoppers in their sight. We are more than conquerors through him that has called us.
Yes.
You want to go back in a desert? Be my guest. It's over there. I'm going into the land of milk and honey. I'm crossing that thing, whatever it takes. Do you understand that? To get to these meetings, we cannot announce it. We cannot schedule it. God has to speak to every person individually. He has to tell us where to go, the location, the date, and the time of the day. Did you hear that? Everybody has to hear that. I don't know how you heard about these meetings, because I didn't put it on my website this time. Somebody got it out to you. Well, let it be known to you that if you can get a hold of it, so can the bad guys. Hear me? So the minute you think you're still not free people, you should come visit us. And I can show you a different gospel where we are not free, but God moves anyway.
Amen.
How about that? Where the bad guys run the land, but Jesus is still king.
Amen.
And we freely move around amongst them and he protects us. It is the weirdest thing. It is so awesome to be full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
And all of us are the same. We're goofy. I mean, we want to stop at every store and get some kind of stupid thing to drink or just stupid stuff that you shouldn't do because the bad guys are there watching you. Well, one of our services, this lady walks in that nobody knew. This is going to be humorous to you. I love it. You have no idea how it just grates on religion. I love this. God spoke to a non-Christian family. Nobody in the family saved. There is zero history ever. And God audibly spoke to this grandma and told her where to go, what day to go on, and what time. You ready? All right. She walks in. They're worshiping God. They know each other. They don't know her. She walks in. She don't know what to do. She's never been to church in her life. She walks up. And she goes, excuse me. Who's here named Pastor? There was a voice spoke to me to come here today at this location at this time. And that there would be somebody here named Pastor that I need to talk to. And our pastor gets up because she don't know the whole deal. His name is Marciano, but he's our pastor. And he walks over there. He goes, I'm Pastor. Ah, nice to meet you, Pastor, she said. She thought that was his name instead of his position. He goes, this voice that spoke to you, who was he? She said, I don't know. I was just there eating, and he spoke to me to come here. He said, where are you from? 12-hour bus ride from here. In case you was wondering. Is that clear enough? What's going on now? 12-hour bus ride, that's a piece. It takes 10 hours for us in a truck. She was from a place called Nuevo León. Monterrey, Nuevo León is the name of the place. Third largest city in Mexico. What we didn't know was that her grandson was sick. Now this kid is famous. He's called El Niño de Uli. The reason they call him the rubber kid is because he was born, you ready? You think you're ready? He was born without a skeleton. You hearing me?
Yeah.
Now, I thought that was quite unusual for God to do. First thing, he spoke to an unbeliever. Second thing, he gave us up to unbelievers. And the third thing, he expected us to have the answer on how to get this little boy healed. This is unusual to me. I mean, I expect me to go out on a limb and believe the unexplainable and all of that. Me, everybody believes I can do that. But an unbeliever? I like this. You hear me? His God we serve is quite powerful. He's weird. He is so in control. We just can't seem to get it figured out how to get these people healed. So he helped us. We can't get him in our path because we can't hear him good enough. So he just ups the ante a little. Man, I like this. You have no idea. Because it wasn't just that he didn't have a skeletal. He was born without palates, no teeth, no ears, just skin, no hole, nothing, just skin. Now what? I love this. You gotta understand how I like this. Because y'all have never heard anything like this in your life. And it's happening now.
Amen.
God is current. In control on the planet. And you can't see it by looking around. But it's still a fact. We believe what we're seeing instead of who he really is. And we've got to change. We've got to repent. All of us do. Not just me. All of us do. God so wants this to be your life. You need to let it happen. You hear me?
Yes.
Say it. I want this.
I want this.
Now watch. His pastor's up there and she says, my grandson is sick. As soon as she said that, the pastor's wife, now you don't know her. She is the most bizarre human, one of the most weirdest. I don't know how many gifts she's got of the nine, but I'm thinking all of them. And she just jumps up and runs up there and grabs this grandma. She says, I've heard enough. And grandma goes, but I haven't said anything. She said, my grandson is sick and your God spoke to me to come here. She said, here's how it's going to go. This is the pastor's wife talking. You're going to get born again. And you and I are going to sit right down here on this concrete right here. And we're going to see God. We're going to fast and pray. See, in y'all's world, you believers don't even do that. And then you get these brand new Christians and you're so worried that you're going to run them off with your strict rules and regulations. You shouldn't have rules and regulations. You should have life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get them healed just right. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen.
You allow the power of the gospel to flow. They're going to stick with you the rest of the way.
Amen.
They will. So, the grandma turns around, looks at the pastor. She goes, what is she talking about? What is born again? What does that mean? He says, well, I happen to know what that means. So he explains it to her. She says, okay, I want that. He says, good, because we're going to pray with you and we're going to sit right down here on this floor because my wife already said we was. And your son, grandson will be healed. She said, that's all I got to do. Yes. Okay, let's do it. So grandma gets born again, the normal repeat the prayer thing. Foolishness of the gospel to confound the wise. There must be a better plan. We must just be missing it. No, there's not. That is the plan.
Amen.
We go get people that don't know Jesus and we bring them to Jesus. And we pray with them because they don't know to pray. We show them how to pray. We show them how to get born again. Well, how can that work? I don't have a clue, but it does.
Amen.
You try to figure it out, you'll lose out. So she gets born again, and now watch. This is a non-churched family. And grandma sits right down on the concrete and don't eat or drink anything. Day one goes by. Day two goes by. Day three, grandma stands up. She looks at the pastor and the wife goes, that voice that spoke to me to come here spoke to me to go find my grandson. They go, okay. She gets on a bus, goes back to Monterrey, Nuevo León, 12 hours. She gets to the hospital where the grandson's being studied by your scientist, American, European, and Asian scientists have this kid under watch because it's impossible for him to be alive without a skeleton. But he's functioning. He's 8 years old. Of course, he can't move, but he's alive. Now what? Grandma gets there and the news media is there. The reporters are there. She can't get to her family because of the cluster. One of them sees her, goes and gets her. Mom, have you heard? She goes, no, I've been starving. That's what people call fasting. And I guess that's what you do. You starve. And they take mama by the hand and they walk in the room. You know what she saw? You ready?
Yeah.
The little boy is jumping up and down on the bed. Dude. There you go. Now then, I had to know, so I asked the little boy, Because this is not possible by anybody's standards. God just outdone himself. He's weird. He just come in here and broke all the rules. It was him in the first place that allowed this kid to be born this way, and now he just comes in all of a sudden and creates stuff. What's up with that? Now, that don't fit up here. So I had to know. So I asked the little boy. I tried to trick him. I'm smarter than he is. He's an 8-year-old. I said to him, so, how'd you get healed? He said, I didn't do it. I said, is that so? He said, no, it was the glowing man. I said, say what? I said, what glowing man? He said, I was laying in my bed like I always do. And this man came through the ceiling. I said, can you describe that man for me? He said, I can. I said, okay. Humor me. I'm old. I've only seen 2 glowing men. I want to see if you saw the same guy. He said, well, he had on a dress. Because they don't know their robes. I said, is that so? Was he glowing? How was he glowing? He said, it was like a light. I said, oh. Okay, this is the right guy. Now tell me, describe him to me. He said, his eyes look like fire. Yeah. Now this kid can't read. They've never been to church. They know nothing about the information that you have that you take for granted. I said, okay, did he have any hair? Yeah. It was way whiter than yours, he said. He said it was long and it was glowing white hair. I said, all right. And his eyes were burning. Yeah. I said, anything else? He said, yeah, he had on a big girdle thing. I said, like a cinturón? He said, yeah, a big belt. I said, what color was that belt? He said it was a yellowish color. I said, kind of like maybe gold. He said, that's it. I said, all right. Anything else? He said, yeah. His feet. It looked like my mama's kitchen when she does the fire to cook our food. I said, you got the right guy. I said, I know this one. He is the Son of God. I said, did he say anything to you? He said, no, he didn't say anything to me. I said, what'd he do? Well, he come through the roof and he walked over and he just looked at me with his eyes of fire and he touched me. He said, and I felt my body going stiff. God sent Jesus and grew bones in that boy's body. Now, oops, you can look it up. All y'all, all you internet knotheads, he's called El Niño de Uli. Find him. He's there, famous. But that ain't all that happened. When he got his skeletal through his body, he grew gums, palates, and teeth. And then holes appeared in the side of his head.
Yes.
And ears appeared. And he can hear perfectly now. This happened just a couple of weeks ago. This is a current amazement. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Do you understand? I've got the best job in the world. You unbelievers, light that internet up with this. Preach it. Preach it. But you believers that have been touched by the mercy of God and you let it go dormant, we're going to awaken that thing. We're going to let the fire of God come on us.
Yes.
We're going to allow the name of Jesus to be glorified through us.
Yes.
Because we're not going to be ashamed or afraid.
Amen.
We're going to trust. Even though our surroundings, it's a sinking ship and all the rats have bailed already. We're not going. We're going to believe God can uphold us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That is how it's going to go. Do you hear me?
Yes.
It pleases me to look at you and tell you these stories. I'm glad I stayed. I'm glad I was able to do my job. I'm glad I didn't turn and run because it got too hot in the kitchen. Jesus loves you. That's all I know to say to you. And I have come here and I've told you the truth. Now will you please stand? Jesus, can I have a drink of this water? Is that all right? Dasani. You know, Dasani didn't even make the top 25 best waters in... Nestle Pure Life is number one. Sam's Choice is number two. So that's the ones you should drink. This one didn't make the top 25. I don't know why y'all drank this Coca-Cola mess. Tastes good. That was just a little bit of information for y'all in case y'all was interested. Because it's the truth. Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Jesus is King.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Shakaba. Can y'all tell my world's going round and round pretty good? They brought me a baby die another day. It wasn't dead yet, but it was almost dead. Mama comes walking up to me. She's just crying, see? She just shoved it into my arms. I'm just looking at her. I don't know what's wrong with it. And I don't care. You know what I care about? Jesus is King.
That's right.
What matters, Miss Hogan? That's all, isn't it?
Amen.
You know, I ask her every day because there's 10,000 things attack us every day. At least. Every time I ask her, because I want her to give me the permission to use my gun. But you know what her answer is 100% of the time? Jesus is King.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus is King. That's all I ever hear from my wife. I never hear anything else.
Amen.
Some of you ladies ought to hear what I just said to you. You want your marriage fixed? Your answer is Jesus is King. You men want your marriage fixed? I know what your answer is. Jesus is King.
Amen.
It'll fix it.
Yeah.
Listen here, me and this lady have been married a long time. How long? 45? I actually like her all right. Took her about 40 years, but it's all right now. You can say what you want, but I'm a blessed human being.
Amen.
All of my kids love Jesus, my grandkids, my wife, me, we're on the same page. Miracles are flowing like river water, buddy. Mercy is hitting us every few minutes. We need this. Say, I need that.
I need that.
In Jesus' name. Now just lift your hands and worship God. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We need you, mercy.
Yes.
Vaya orando por las cosas, por favor, Debbie. In the name of Jesus, God. We need you, Father. We need you, mighty Holy Ghost. God, what a blessing to be full of the Holy Ghost and be on fire and mercy. Mercy running through us like a freight train. Thank you, God. Thank you, mercy. God, we ask you to forgive us. Heal our bodies. Heal our minds. Heal our spirits. in the name of Jesus. Now, just keep on praying. He's got some music going in the background. That's really nice and everything. This great Holy Ghost is moving, y'all. If you're in here and you don't know Jesus, this is your turn. I need you to walk up here and one of us will pray with you. Won't we? Because that's what we do in Shaka Tada Baba.
Glory to God.
Yes!
If you don't know Jesus, and you want to know Jesus, or you're backslidden in your heart, I want you to walk up here with me. You know, I get asked almost every day, how can you be so relaxed and not be embarrassed? Because I don't get embarrassed. My wife does. I didn't get that fear of man thing. That's something got left out of me. And I'm a good hunter and I'm a good fisherman. If you need to repent, if you need to get back with God, I need you to come up here with me. If you have never done that, tonight's your night. In Jesus' name, would you come? If somebody's standing with you, grab them by the hand and walk up here with them. It's all right. In the name of Jesus. Just keep worshiping Him. Come on. Holy Ghost. Anybody, just come. Come on up here with me. Tell me about it.
Huh?
Tell me all about it.
Absolute critical spirit. Spirit of passivity.
You had enough yet?
Nope. Not enough of Jesus.
I know, but what about hell? You don't want hell, do you?
No, I definitely do not. I do know Jesus as my Savior.
Yes, sir. I want to help you with that a little. Is that all right? He a friend of yours? Put your hands right here on his shoulder, just like that. That's good. Say it with me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I need you to help me.
I need you to help me.
I need you to touch me.
I need you to touch me.
And I need you to feel me.
And I need you to feel me.
I need mercy.
I need mercy.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Fire of the Lord touch you, sir. In the name of Jesus. Shakabate. Somebody else? What if we're right? Huh? You can debate all day long, but the thing is, what if we're right about this? What if this gospel is really real? Jesus. Jesus. Not long ago, there were 5 AK-47s at my wife's head. I felt bad about that because I led her into a trap. But you see, we're here alive. And you also understand I don't compromise. So something had to intervene on our behalf. And I to this day don't know why God intervened, but He did. He saved our life. Because the leader of that bunch got his gun right in my face. And the bore on the AK is pretty big when it's pointed at you. Especially when it's 2 feet from you. He's just looking at me. He's a good looking fellow, dressed well, educated. Didn't look like a bad guy, but he was. Looked like one of my sons, actually. Just a good educated, good looking fellow. All of a sudden, he just looks at me. And in perfect English, he said, you go on. Just like that, it went from we're going to kill you to we're not. That's how life is, y'all. Jesus loves you. I don't know why he saved us, but he did. I guess I'll come over here and tell you about it. Now look, if you want prayer, I want you to come up here with me. Incurables, if you want the next step in the Holy Ghost, you want more fire, you want more of God, whatever it is, come on, Miss Hogan, don't wait. Y'all come up here and line up, and I'm going to go up and down this line, and whoever else has permission is going to also. Holy Ghost. How's it going over here, Cabela's? I shop there myself. Either Cabela's or the Red Duck store. What's the name of that Red Duck store?
Bass Pro.
Bass Pro. I call it Red Duck. You're welcome, sir. God bless you, sir, in Jesus' name. You hear me?
I've seen you since the Brownsville arrival.
Oh, have you now?
Yeah. VHS is I've watched.
Oh, come on.
Four times.
Come on with that. Yeah. Well, I'm still doing my job.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that a good thing?
I knew you would.
That ought to be encouraging.
Yeah.
God bless you, sir. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. See, I like that. I like that. See, the thing is, what's important is staying in play. It's not what's against me. It's not who hates me. Those things are not valuable. You do feel it, but it's not valuable. What's valuable is staying on the trail and keep hunting. You hear me? Hard or not hard, that's not even the... what does that got to do with anything? Everybody thought it was too hard and quit, they all died. Oops. It's true, I was just saying, it was a sad story. I'm going on. He's going with me. Ain't that right, Mom? She's a blessing, isn't she? You don't know it like I do. She's my nurse. I've been shot and left for dead 3 times, and every time they bring me home, all I hear out of her is Shatabah, Jesus is King, and I get healed every time.
Amen.
That's awesome, isn't it? What do you need, baby?
Jesus.
Do you?
I want my tent to be bigger.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Y'all, let's worship Jesus. Fire of the Lord in Jesus' name. What's up over here? What do we want over here, everybody?
Everything.
Touch us, mercy.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus. Hey, mama. Have a field day. Help yourself. Fire of the Lord in your home, sir. In Jesus' name. The mercy of the gospel touching, baby.
Thank you.
Hey, get this thing off me. It's too noisy. Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fire!